You're tuned into Medivas Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against death domination. I have studied the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an idea for which
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, changing the world one voice at a time.
Welcome to the Weekday Shake here on not even Madiba's Radio, Madiba's podcast.
Exactly.
Listen, we are evolving.
We're back, honey, like, and we're better.
Literally, like, I'm actually so excited right now. It's something different, but it's so exciting.
Right? Because, like, have you ever heard of, like, radio turning into podcast?
Literally, like, it's, I feel like it's futuristic.
Yeah.
We're going in the future.
So we're the first ones to actually bring a whole new vibe and a whole new just to things. And I know that we're going to be serving these people.
Listen, you're going to be listening to us the whole hour. Just one thing about us, we're yappers.
Oh, we're yappers, honey.
We love to yap. So if you're just like us, listen, the yapping is just going to get juicier and juicier. But of course, without being rude, to introduce ourselves, my name is Tsoyoke Thelondlovu. As I always like to say on radio, I'm the brightest star on radio. Once your electrical is on your airwaves, nothing will be the same. But I feel like I have to change that intro now, because now we're on podcast. So I guess I'm the brightest star on podcast.
Yeah,
everywhere. But of course, I'm not alone. I'm with the icon of the decade.
How could I leave you alone?
Literally, like, I would be so sad. Like, where you at,
where
girl?
I'm always with you. Exactly. I'm never leaving your side. And as I always like to say, elam ikamangu vuyolet work one's way. But now to be your joy on the airwaves. But again, we're not on the airwaves, right?
On podcast.
We're on podcast now. So I am about to be your joy on a podcast.
Exactly. Oh, I'm so excited right now.
Me too, actually.
Because listen, the tea is about to get hot.
It's about to get hot, and I know that the script is popping.
Literally, like, shout out to our producer. Like,
shout out.
Be working hard and really giving us some great content.
We have a whole team, Pelatin.
Listen.
We have a whole team.
The whole team comes on deck. They're locked in.
Come on.
Literally.
That's what the Weekday Shake brings.
Exactly. Which leads us to the Weekday Table Talk. Now, listen. Listen, you know, as students, in as much as some people might say that, you know, being a student is kind of a one-person's game. You know, you have to really, you really need to lock in. But sometimes you have to learn how to work with people. And sometimes with working with people, whether it be a group assignment or whether it be people in your res, working with people can be a bit tricky. It can be good too, but it can also be tricky. Hence why the topic for today, we're talking about group assignments and roommates, the best and the worst. Like, have you ever had, like, a good or a bad experience when it comes to group assignments and people that you live with? You know, your rooms are?
Have you ever, actually?
Listen, I got stories.
Oh, you got stories. Give us the tea. Want to know the tea.
Now, when it comes to rooms, listen, you know, I was a second year. You know, in second year, fun fact, in first year, I was actually, like, I was studying in Joburg. Because, you know, it was still COVID. I didn't need to be in PE. So when I was in so second year came along, and literally it was my first time in, like, PE.
You have to actually be on campus.
Literally.
Right.
So it's like res life is so new to me. So I had
and this is your second year.
So it's like I'm a second year, but
Experiencing
mentally,
being a first year for the first time.
So it's a weird concept. Even now, I always say that, like, I don't feel like an honest student. Like, I feel like I'm in third year. rather than others. Because, like, second year.
Yeah, you didn't really get to experience it.
I mean, I did go to freshers, but, you know, that's a whole other topic in itself. That's a whole other topic in itself. But back to the point, So, in my res, I had, there was like 9 people, but like it's a different type of arrangement. Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's like the garage. Well, yeah. it's an actual garage, but it's like there's rooms inside the garage, if you catch my drift.
What? Inside, like, the garage, there are rooms.
Mm-hmm. So on the outside, it looks like a garage, but in the inside, it's like an actual like rooms.
Okay.
So like a kitchen and like 2 rooms and like a bathroom.
This is in a garage?
Mm-hmm. It's in a garage.
Where were you staying?
I mean, I can't drop addresses and names, but I'll just say it's somewhere in Summer Strand. So
Summer Strand, my babe?
Mm-hmm. Summer Strand. Listen, the budget was not budgeting. But you know, it was a good place, I will say. Mm-hmm. Very tiny. It was very tiny, I must say. But back to the point. So like in the garage, it was basically like my own room and like this other guy who had his own room. And we just shared like a kitchen and a bathroom. Mm-hmm. And you know, things were good.
Mm.
But my main issue was the fact that one thing about him, he has a lot of friends, you know, very social guy, you know, very like, you know.
Yo, you see, this thing of rooms has, right? That have chummies.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
They're going to invite chummies. It's 9 p.m. At that time. Maybe your bedtime is literally at 11.
Literally.
And they're still there to stay.
And now you're just like, you know, I was planning to go and cook. Now there's random strangers in the kitchen. Ish. And it's messing up the plans. And which would happen a lot of the time, because it'll be a thing of like, especially on Fridays. I feel like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I knew that, okay, it's about to go down. Yeah. It's about to go down.
You just prepared yourself mentally.
Because I'm just like, you never know when I'm just going to walk in men's conference. Men's conference. And it's literally just like, okay, well, I was planning to make a big back meal, but I guess I gotta go to my room now.
Did you ever do that? Like, so you held yourself from like actually maybe making a meal because these people are here?
I would hold it back, because like it's a bit awkward to now. It's like people are like having a good time, they're like drinking and they're like, you know, and you're just then awkwardly just cooking. Like, you know, chopping. Just like, okay, like I'm making the meal now. So I would usually like delay the meal. And just like, I'll make it later, even if it's like 2 o'clock, it's fine, you know? It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
And going to the bathroom was a problem at times. Like, because like when you need to go to the bathroom, you had to pass the kitchen. And now if the kitchen is filled with the gang, it's like now you need to pass the gang.
Yo.
I will say they were chilled guys. I'm not going to say that they're very rude or they're very like unwelcoming.
And made it like uncomfortable for you.
Yeah, I just think more so the issue was, I think, as I said, you know, yes, they're good guys, but I guess they're just not my crowd. So even if they were, they did invite me a lot of times. And some days I'm like, okay, let me show you, see something new. But it just wasn't really my crowd.
But also you remembering that these are not your friends.
Exactly.
You see, that's where you draw the lines. Like, these are not my friends, but I have no beef with you.
You know, I don't know beef.
Yeah.
And I feel like for a long time they thought I had beef.
Really? Because you were just like quiet, laid back, minding my own business. Bye.
So they always, at some point they address me like, what's the beef? Like, the way you look at us is just like...
Apparently, it's like a whole thing in our black culture that when you're quiet or you are introverted, we are jailer.
Yes.
Or you think highly of yourself.
You're just like,
you think
looking,
you're better
looking
than
down
everyone.
On people.
Yeah, but it's not that. I don't know you, girl.
You know, like nothing wrong. And I don't it's know just you. Like, come on now. So it was, I feel like at some point, they did have that, and there was also a day where this day.
I feel like you have a lot in your chest to say about
lot, honestly, there's a lot. But I remember one day specifically was when they hosted a party. Oh, Lord. Oh, no.
Okay.
I wasn't aware of this party, okay? I was not aware that the party's going to go down.
So you just got there and there was a party, or were you already just chilling in your room and then all of a sudden you're hearing people and you're like,
Wealang. It was the second situation where like, I'm hearing people. Like, I'm chilling in my room. It's a Friday night. Oh. I'm like, I have a good time. I'm just hearing cars are coming. People are coming. The kitchen is full. People are stomping. It's a whole thing going down. And I'm just like, oh, my word.
So you hosted that party, like, for how long?
It went until, like, 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Were you actually at the party or were you in your room?
I was in my room.
Why?
this, as I said, I wasn't really feeling it. Mm. And also, I feel like in second year, I felt like I was a bit more introverted, a bit more nervous, a bit to myself. So I wasn't...
Naturally, though.
Yeah. Like, if it was now, then maybe I would have joined, but like, let's get down. Let's get down. But like, then it would have been like, not really.
I think also from what you're saying, like, it goes back to... Usually, you know how when you're first year, that's where usually you hear a lot of stories surrounding like roommates, housemates, etc. Because you're also just arriving at this place.
Definitely.
You're unfamiliar with the patterns here, the environment, the people. So you're trying to also find your feet or find your balance, you know, in this place. And it's a first year experience for everyone. Yeah. But then also... I would like to say, even as a second year, I'm also still struggling. Like, I'm still finding my feet.
I feel like even as an artist, I'm also trying to find my feet.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, and that's why it's one thing that, not to say I envy it, but like, you know, where it's like people first year, it's like, it's 3 months they already got it. They already know their story. They already know that, okay, you know, this is my people. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. I'm just like, how did you get there?
I think like this whole conversation that we're having around it is showing us that adulthood, guys, is not easy.
Hey, it's not easy. Kunzima.
It's not easy at adulthood. Like, you have to make relationships work.
Yes.
In one way or another.
And you have to put that effort. You have to actually, like, listen, let's go meet out, you know, let's chill together. And it's a lot of work.
Having roommates and housemates, yo, that will humble you.
It will humble you.
It will humble you. A humbling experience for everyone.
Because you learn how to live with people.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not like when you're living with your family. You're comfortable. You guys know the arrangements, the dynamics. But like...
Whereas here, like, maybe someone is practicing things that you don't even practice. Exactly. But you have to compromise because at the end of the day, this is also their space. And at the end of the day, it's also your space.
So what must happen now? What's going on?
You see how confusing it is, honestly. But I feel like it's also really easy when you find people who... Just understand that, sure, we're living in the same space. Let's just be considerate of one another.
Yes.
That's just that.
Setting those boundaries and setting the law down. Like, okay, let's decide what can go, what can't go, you know? Which is, I feel like, another mistake I'd made is that we didn't really have a conversation of, like,
about boundaries
and stuff like that. Hence why, if certain situations, I feel that, okay, certain boundaries are being crossed, how do I go and address it? Is it, am I just being extra? Can I? I don't know.
And if I may ask, at that time, what were your boundaries? Like, your main boundaries, living with people, what was it at that time?
At that time, for me personally, was when it comes to, like, borrowing, like, dishes and plates, if you ask, I will borrow.
Okay.
But if you just use, then we have a problem. And especially after that party, I mean, listen... I saw some of my plates, some of my spoons. Still today are missing, you know.
RIP. Don't lie!
Like, listen, I had two glasses. Both of them, after that day, gone. Okay, gone? The one was there, but it was broken. And I was like, wow.
I was about to ask, is it even a real party if any glass didn't break?
You know? Like, RIP my cutlery, my glasses.
Oh,
like,
my God. Child. Like, it just all dies down to, like, having respect for, like, people that you live with,
you know. So it just gets like that. But I want to find out from you, have you ever had, like, you know, those roommate experiences where you're just like, or maybe good ones?
My goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I need some tea.
We need to get some tea up in here.
It was too bad. This is my first year. First year, and my roommates and I are not getting along, right? We're not getting along. And we know that we're not getting along.
Yeah.
So it's fine. You stay by your side. I stay by my side.
And it's cool like that.
It's cool like that. We just greet. Hi. Sure. It's done. Now tell me why. This one day, I go to bed. I'm sleeping.
Nicely so. Just like,
so tired. I came back from school. I'm too tired for all of this, right? I wake up in the middle of the night, I think by my 3 a.m. Or something, and tell me why she's smoking hubbly next to me.
Firstly, a whole hubbly indoors?
A whole hubbly in our room, and she's just smoking it.
Taibo.
I'm telling you, I was like, where is the respect?
Like, that's disrespectful. Like,
I'm asleep. Are you also considering the fact that this is also dangerous for someone who might be asleep? Because I guess you basically taking it in as a secondhand smoker.
Yeah.
Whatever. How inconsiderate should you be to get to that point?
Were the windows at least open?
No.
Aibo.
She's busy.
And it's just like,
I'm there like, wow.
This is disrespectful.
Wow.
Do you want to tussle? Like,
honestly, and I'm just like, you know what? Mm. For peace sake, let me just mind my own business. And it helped, actually. Just keeping quiet about certain stuff.
Yeah.
And not entertaining it. Because sometimes they're going to have like, or pick fights with you.
True.
You know?
Some people like fighting.
Exactly. So when you just don't give them that attention, you know it's done.
Exactly.
That was my worst experience.
I'm still on the a whole hubbly in the room.
I've never been so traumatized, y'all.
Like... I'm pretty sure after that, like, every time you see people doing hubby, you're just like, yeah,
I'm like, I'm traumatized. Guys, I'm like, no, guys, not in the room.
Like, at least go outside. Like, come on now. No, man,
living with people is really hard, guys.
It is.
It really is hard, especially if you guys don't share the same morals, values, and etiquette, you know? Like, how do you teach someone simple respect?
True.
Like, you know, like, how do I teach you that? I feel like that's something that you should know.
And especially at our age, like, you know, yes, you know, at that time, you know, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
Some could argue still young, but also you're an adult.
You're an adult.
Let's be real now.
Like, and there's a time and place for everything.
Thank you.
You literally could have smoked that hubbly at, like, I don't know, at some party or with your friends, or but your roommate is sleeping and you're smoking hubbly while they're there.
And for me, I don't know, maybe like... Usually when I think of hubby, isn't it like a group thing?
It is usually a group thing. It's usually like a, we're partying, we're having fun, we're gathered, you know. But you're here smoking this thing alone.
Alone. Not even like, yo, Chomi, can you...
You know, don't you wanna...
You know, that would make no sense. Like, but just like no. In the middle of the night.
I'm telling you, I still remember the sound from the state.
I feel like that's the sound of the day.
Yes. No ways. Roommates are traumatizing, guys.
Hey, it is so traumatizing. And especially for people who... Because I've always had a single room.
Mm.
So I can imagine if it's like, we're now in race. Well, when I say I've had a single room in university, I've had a single room. But prior to university, I always shared a room with my twin sister. Mm. So it was a bit of a transition. Mm. Although, like, the single room aspect I enjoyed because, like, okay, you know, you have your own space now and stuff like that. Not to say I didn't mind sharing with my sister. I was used to it at that point. Mm. So it was just like, but I can just imagine for other people where it's like, you step into first year and then now you have to share with somebody else.
Space. Because you used to maybe also like having your own room at home. Mm. And now suddenly I have to share my space with this person. And sometimes you find out that your roommate doesn't even take good care of themselves.
True.
They're leaving plates. Hey. In your room.
The room because, is smelling weird.
Yeah, your housemate doesn't even make their bed. Da 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 da. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a whole lot of adjusting and also needs you to be mature.
Definitely.
About certain stuff. So certain stuff are not worth fighting for.
Mm.
And unless someone really like presses you like that.
True.
Or steps on your toes like that. Then
it's time to throw hands. You know?
Then we address certain things. And there's also a way though of addressing certain things. Because there are people who like being fighters.
Hey!
Who are going to be like, la la la, awena. No.
Why are we fighting? No, let's just have a conversation.
I'm
just
telling you, I would prefer A, B, and C. Because I respect you.
Mm.
And I would like for you to give me the same respect as well.
Well, and then... issue solved.
That's just that.
You know?
Like, we didn't have to fight. We didn't have to tussle. So,
like,
come on now.
Like, come on. Especially, it's like, we're tussling over something so stupid. Yeah, like,
so stupid.
Come on now. Like,
and majority of stories that you hear about roommates are so stupid.
Literally.
Really stupid.
You're just like, why were you guys fighting over that?
Ish, but to be fair, hey, guys.
True. Sometimes, things...
That's why, I don't know, it's really hard, like, coming to a point where it's like, oh, okay, what is too much and what isn't too much?
Because
you also get, like, roommate, I think I saw a video on TikTok
yeah.
where this guy had to leave his room because his roommate wanted to invite a girl.
Oh.
Meaning that he doesn't have to be there for like a couple of hours. Because he's occupying the room.
And I've heard so many stories like that.
You get what I mean?
And it's like, I always wonder, like, if your roommate says, okay, you know, you need to leave the room for like a certain amount of hours. Where do you go in that time?
Where should I go?
Like, where do I go? Like, okay.
How about you give me money, actually?
Actually.
How about you give me money and you say, go get yourself some McDonald's, you know, and some ice cream.
Especially at night. Yeah. It's like, okay, it's 11. Where do I go? Like, because now if you go to somebody else's house, you're kind of inconveniencing them. Campus, okay, yeah, you could go to campus, but it's like, if you're not in the mood to work, then it's like,
then what?
You know?
But I think it all dies down to the fact that, what's your agreement with you and your housemate or you and your roommate? What works for you guys?
Definitely.
Okay, this is what works for us. Oh, I don't really mind that. It's fine.
You know?
As long as, you know.
You know, certain things are ish, you know? Yeah.
But I think the main point is having a conversation and us actually knowing when I stop and when
I continue.
Yeah, I continue, you know? So it's really a boundaries thing.
Definitely.
It dies down to boundaries at the end of the day.
Knowing your boundaries as well and being aware that when your boundaries being crossed, you gotta address it.
Yeah.
So it's a really tricky thing.
And also you find people who can't.
True.
Who can't address those boundaries.
And, you know, honestly, same. But I've learned, though. I'm growing.
And
I'm
you
growing.
Have to have a backbone. Yes. You need to. You have to have a backbone.
Because.
You have to be able to speak for yourself. Because no one is going to speak up for you, my darling.
Listen.
No one is going to do that.
You will suffer on your own. And you'll continuously suffer and suffer until you find yourself in a hole.
Yep.
And people are going to look at you in that hole like,
Like, yeah.
How are you
and
there?
They will carry on.
Just digging you.
Literally.
Until
because they
point.
Don't care. That's literally. How selfish people are in uni, guys. People are selfish about themselves. So now choose yourself.
Oh, and just be like, yo.
Yeah.
As they always say, I gotta put me first. I gotta put me first, Lucius. There's nothing wrong with that, honestly.
Literally. So honestly, put yourself first. Let your housemate or roommate know, Guti, this is where it stops, this is where it starts.
Mm.
Then I don't care about 1, 2, and 3, but this and this, I don't like it.
And if you're scared of even like kind of like saying it face to face, text it.
Text.
Write a letter if you want to go classical, you know? You know?
What would you do? Would you confront or would you type?
I feel like I would type because I feel like sometimes I'm a better writer than I'm a better speaker, especially in such situations. Like, that letter will literally be addressing everything in the most respectful way.
Yeah.
But now when you have to say it, you're like,
I don't like this. Maybe like it could have
just a little bit better. Just a little. But I feel like also with like saying it, I feel like not only does it like also tell the person that, okay, this is actually like a serious issue. But a lot of the times, sometimes when you're addressing things, not even just in such situations, but in life in general, you find that people actually react better than you expect.
Yes.
Because a lot of the times you have this thing of like, oh, if I address this, they're going to attack me and it's going to be a fight.
Not going to like me.
You know?
But no.
As long as you're sweet and you're just polite, but also like standing your ground, people understand. And it's shocking sometimes. Yeah. You're like, oh, I didn't think it was going to go down like that, but okay.
Literally, like you literally could have just went and said, I don't like 1, 2, and 3. Can we please not do it?
Do it.
And they're like, oh, okay.
And then done.
Imagine, that's just that.
That.
But then I also get people who really are scared of confrontation and scared of having those conversations.
Because it is tough, though.
It's uncomfortable. It's not nice.
So would you say you're good at like such confrontations or?
Yes.
Hmm.
But I need time to think.
That's a big thing. Yeah. Thinking, you need to.
I need to gather my thoughts. I need to gather everything. And I know the approach that I'm going to come by. You know, because I don't want to step on your toes. I don't want to be disrespectful. Hmm. But at the same time, I want to get my point across.
Definitely.
So. Definitely.
And also to collect your receipts as well.
Yes.
You know, collect the evidence so it's like, exactly. If there's counter arguments, you know what you're talking about.
You see? And honestly, the only problem also with confrontation is how you say something to a person.
Definitely, that matters.
Very, very important.
Because
how do you say it? What's the tone when you're addressing that whole issue? You see?
Because if the tone is off,
then the person will be like, actually,
literally, like, how, what's going on
like,
now?
Like, who do you think you are? You know?
It's always a situation.
And then it's going to go down again, manje, and fights with your rooms as,
and then now you're walking in the room, there's dicey energy. Yay. You can't even chill in peace because you always side eyeing somebody.
They invite their friends, and their friends are also beefing with you now.
They're hotspotting the beef now. You know, if beef is being hotspot, you know it's real.
Oh my gosh. And like, rare stuff. I don't think I'd ever go back to rare.
Because
I'm good.
It's yeah, no.
I'm good.
We can't do that anymore.
I'm really good. A lot of people are actually talking about that after experiencing private accommodation living, I will never go back to res.
Because listen, when it comes to it's like some of the issues are just like, yo, guys.
Because honestly, we don't have those problems
in private accommodation.
Oh, we don't.
And even with private accommodation, because a lot of the times there's less people, I feel like the overall vibe is just different. You know, it's not as crazy. Most of the time, it's just everybody's just chill.
So true.
Minding their own business. Yes. Nobody steps on each other's toes.
I was literally about to say, like, people don't care. No one cares. You did one. Oh, you did that. Oh, cool.
You know, as long as it doesn't affect you too much.
Exactly.
That's your problem, you know?
Like, people be minding their own business for real. I don't even know, like, 3 or 4 of my housemates.
Literally, same.
I don't know who they are. I've never even said hi to them. Like, but we're living in the same space.
But you don't know, like, essentially what's their name, what they study, like, you know, what's going on with you.
And no one is bothering you that, oh, hi, sorry, please stop playing music.
Sick.
Oh, gosh.
And it's wrist just,
stuff?
It's
no. No, thank you. Cats.
Like, let's call it snur. But I feel like also with that, I feel like I kind of also like that in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because this thing of like when everybody's in each other's business is unnecessary. Yeah. Why are you in my business?
Why are you in my business? But then also, without speaking about like bad experiences, what's been your good experience when it comes to your roommates or housemates?
I feel like good experiences, I feel like more so revolve around like when you kind of have a housemate and you develop a friendship. Like, I feel like that's kind of beautiful because I remember, like, although not to say that, you know, in my story that I'm, like, vilifying, you know, my housemate saying, oh, my gosh, like, if I see them on the street, it's chat. I genuinely think they're a cool person and I wish them all the best and I have no beef. But in that same res, I had made a friend and listen, that girl is my bestie.
Your bestie.
And just the way we just like on the same wave on a lot of things. Like, you know when you just talk to somebody, like, you get it. Like, you get it.
You're my person, actually.
Especially because like our friendship started so random because it's like we were both kind of looking for somebody to jog
and
it's
always the like random friendships. Literally. Oh my goodness. God.
So it's like we both wanted to jog. We both like, you know what?
That's so
Let's
cute.
Go. And then as we were jogging, the friendship developed further. And it's just like, it's so interesting. So I feel like when you develop, although I will say you're not always going to make a friend when you stay at res. Sometimes, you know, you keep a mutual with people and it's okay. You know, because coming with that mentality can also put pressure on forcing something that's not there.
And that's the mistake a lot of people make. I feel like I would say that to a first year, that don't treat your housemates or roommates as your friend.
Definitely.
They're just your roommates. That's You're living it. Together. That's it. You'll have mutual respect for one another. Mm. You'll laugh. You'll kiki. It's cool. Keep your distance. Right, as a student, actually.
Literally. Like, you know what? Maybe stepping into the working world is not...
I'm not big.
You know,
I feel like I'm still a little baby.
Literally.
Like, I'm just a girl.
Oh, like, especially because on TikTok specifically, you see so many, like, 21... Come spend a day with me as a 21-year-old corporate baddie. And you're just like... You're already at that stage.
And you're 21. That time, maybe I'm 23.
And...
like, ma'am.
And ironically, it's like, they'll find that, okay, you go to the interview and they ask you, so as a 21-year-old, what are your 10-year plans? What do you even... How do you even answer such a question? How do you even answer such a question? I don't know. Like... Come on now.
I'm literally 21.
Like,
oh gosh, guys. Oh,
sometimes
no.
Also, sometimes that's what also beef with people at times is like, why are such questions you know that even yourself you don't know the answer to?
Literally.
Like, what do you expect me to say?
I feel like these interviewers...
Hey!
We have to talk about this, actually. These interviewers... Because in that position, they're probably still thinking, hey, Mina, my 10-year plan didn't even come to life.
Literally.
But you asking me that question...
And you're expecting such a sophisticated answer.
Hey, man.
Don't disrespect me now. Don't disrespect me. But if you're honest, I'm like, I don't know. They're going to look at you like, ay, boo, this one doesn't have to
okay, girl, right? So why are you here?
You know? Like, and it's like, you just want to gain experience.
That's all.
Like,
and how are you thinking that I have experience when I'm literally 21? That's what do you want me to say to you that,
you know,
should be of experience?
Like, I went to varsity, I got a degree. I learned with that degree and now I'm looking
for a job.
You know?
Isn't that how it's supposed to go?
Guess, you know, and there's also the whole issue of like, you know, but whilst you're in varsity, you also need to be doing 5 other things.
Sure.
And it's like...
Yeah, that pressure also.
Yeah.
It's really hectic. And I feel like it's an unrealistic expectation.
Definitely.
For many students, hey?
Because already the way that university is built is kind of a full-time job in itself. Mm.
Yeah.
And now you also... On top of that, need to do so many other things. It's like, no wonder everybody's tired. No wonder everybody's just like, yo.
And like the burnout people experience afterwards, it's crazy. People who have to juggle school, work, and then they're going to networking events, and then they're going to what, and then...
They still have to sleep and have a social life.
Like,
and
I'm supposed to still cook. Wash my clothes. Like,
clean.
How am I supposed to do all of that?
Literally, like, it's too much. It's too much.
Oh, sad. I wish we could all just get, like, money. Just get money.
Just, you know, drop a young million, all of us.
You know? And we'll be sorted.
You know, like, we don't have to stress no more. We can just live our lives as we should.
Literally.
You know? Vibes. Literally.
Like, vibes on vibes, and that's just that.
Because this thing of having to play, okay,
I have to lock in. Yo. Do I even want to be a boss, babe?
That's another question. That's another question.
I'm forced to be a boss, babe, but I don't want to be a boss, babe.
Like, it's a type of thing of, like, who dreams of labor?
Like, who would want to be working, like, enslaving away?
Hey, nobody wants to do that.
But we gotta do it.
You know, it's just the system at this point. And what can we do about it?
Literally.
What can we really do? We just have to, accept it and make do about it. Because, it is what it is.
It is, honestly. There's nothing much that we can do about that. But whatever works for a person... That's just what you should go for.
And definitely. And speaking of what you should go for, one thing I do find very interesting about being a student and just campus life.
Yeah.
Yes, academics may stress you out. But have you ever walked on campus and literally just look at what other people are wearing?
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you what campus fits.
Yo.
Campus fashion is it's a whole universe on its own.
Literally. Literally, it's giving Met Gala sometimes.
Literally. I mean, the Met Gala did happen recently.
It did. What did you think about that?
There were some looks I was like,
A lot of people were disappointed about the looks.
There were some looks I was like, aye.
And which one was like the one for you?
I feel like, was it Teyana Taylor?
I was about to say.
Teyana Taylor understood the assignment.
Oh my goodness. I said, Teyana.
Like...
Stop it, girl.
Like, you trying to eat right now.
Right, and she eating it up.
And ironically, she was the first one to step out on the carpet.
I love it for her.
Literally.
She looked amazing. And then people are also coming for Dochi.
With the whole shouting at the rip.
But I liked her fit.
True, the fit was nice.
It wasn't that bad.
Like, I liked the shorts. I mean, it made sense. You know, and also, I'm assuming, you know, is it in New York?
Was it?
Well, it's in America somewhere. And I know they're approaching summer. So I can imagine some of these fits, you'll be sweating.
Oh, yeah. No, but people, did you see Lewis Hamilton?
Oof.
Oh, my word.
Honestly.
Oh, my word.
The slamentation is too much.
Oh, my word. And people were asking, where is the guy, Jadena? I'm a classic, man.
Yeah, Jadena. Yeah.
People are like, where is he? Because this is his time to shine.
Honestly, the fact that he just decided, you know what, has he even attended the Met Gala, actually?
Maybe though.
Someone in his era.
Yeah. But I feel like, you see, like, the Met Gala literally shows fashion is such a beautiful thing.
Literally.
It's a beautiful thing. And even when we see it on campus as well, I'm just like, girl, you're looking good.
Like, you're just eating so much.
Like, there was this one time where I saw this girl and I'm like, I literally stopped her. And I said, I'm so sorry, but I have to ask, what are you studying? She said, I'm doing art. I said, it makes so much sense.
It makes so much sense. Because you find a lot of time, not to say it always links, but it usually makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, one thing about humanities, they're going to step
they
out.
They will eat.
They will
they
eat.
They will eat.
Like I always say, if you want to see fashion, go to South Campus.
Literally.
South Campus is where it's at. And then maybe the art side of North.
Yeah.
I will say North, if it's the engineering side.
Nah.
There's no fits there.
Just stick to the art side if you're going to North. But South Campus, people are dripped up here. Hey.
Are you even feeling you're underdressed?
Hey, you're feeling like, you're underdressed. I can't even come here with my Crocs, guys.
Because people are walking up in heels.
In heels. Some are with these really good boots. And you're like, oh my goodness, where did you get these boots?
Because they're just eating.
Yo, do you think though that like you showing up in on campus should be seen or can be seen through your outfit as to what vibe do you bring? Does it make your day better when you dress up that way as well? The whole concept of fashion and you showing up looking good, do you think it actually impacts you or not really?
I mean, for me, it's like the fit kind of affects my mood. So
yeah,
on most days, I really like, okay, I try.
Yeah.
Like, I really try. Like, you know what, today I'm going to dress up. I'm going to try. You
so
know,
when you're trying, is it because you actually want to look good? Like you feel good on that day? Or... like, what is the whole thought process behind it?
I feel like it's just genuinely a thing of, like, I want to just look good, you know? Yes, some days I'll be like, no, this outfit eats, and the confidence is there. And sometimes even, like, this might sound a bit of a brag, but sometimes you effortlessly slay, and you're just like, I didn't even try, but listen,
and you feel like you didn't even try.
You know, you're just like, this is just an old fit to me, but people are like, what are you wearing? Because that's amazing.
And you're just there like oh, okay. This is just the normal basic fit, but
like,
yeah, you should catch me on my good days.
On my good days where I'm like, today, I'm about to show y'all.
And if that's how you dress, Jay, imagine now in your good days.
Hey!
Like, girl... wow.
Yeah, you really eating. So, yeah, I would say for me, I really actually like dressing up on campus. Which is like, for example, you're never going to see me wearing sandals on campus. No shade to people who wear sandals on campus. But I feel like I've also noticed that it affects whether you are on campus and off campus. Because I've noticed that usually people who stay off campus dress up a bit more. Than on campus folks.
True.
Because I guess also when you stay on campus, it's kind of like, you're here, you're at home.
True. Very true, actually.
Because that notion of like, you're going somewhere. So therefore you need to...
I need to put in the effort. I need to look good. And knowing, because off campus, you still have to take a shuttle.
Yeah.
So I'm still walking around people here who are going to see me standing in this line. And then we still have to get into the shuttle. After getting into that shuttle, we get dropped off and other people are going to be seeing me. So, do you understand how many people are seeing me?
Literally.
I got to put in the effort.
So, and that's how it be. Rather with like, if you're on campus, it's just like, oh, my lecture hall's this right there.
Yeah.
Just put on something quick and go. Although I'm not throwing shade at the on-campus students. I'm not saying if you rock up to sandals on campus, I'm going to give you a side eye. But
as for you?
I'm not doing that. You know, I'm not. I got to put on shoes, honey.
Like, you want to stay dripped up all the time.
Exactly.
Wow. I wish I could have that dedication. I literally wish I could.
I mean, some days it's a bit tricky. Some days it's just like, no.
Yeah, some days I just don't feel like it. And it's like, my outfit really gives off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired. Like, leave me alone.
You were cross-nighting the other day. Literally. You really think you're going to go in the morning and iron?
I don't have time to be ironing and wearing kicks and whatever. No, I'm just going to put in my Crocs, my pants, my jacket. Because I just need to go. Like, that's all. I need to get done and over with this day.
Literally.
Anything else? No. And then there are days where you're just like, actually, I might meet the love of my life. So,
you know what? Might as well, you know.
You never know, guys.
You really who you're going to meet. Because one thing about campus, you see the love of your life so many times.
You see the love of your life. You see your bestie Bimbas. Ewena, you see your future husband. So you need to look good, okay?
Like, you really need to be the campus crush, you know?
Exactly.
Like, although we like to speak about, oh, my campus crush, yeah, but you also need to be somebody's campus crush.
Do you think, though, like, there are outfits that you can characterize as the worst to wear on campus and the best to wear on campus?
Interesting question. I feel like I don't think there's a worse. Okay. But I feel like a very common one is like the, well, also depends how it's styled.
Okay.
It's like the whole like hoodie, sweatpants, sandals. And it's like, it can look amazing depending how it's styled.
Yeah.
But sometimes, especially if it's like, let's say it's a boring color, like gray. No beef on gray, but if it's like all gray and it's like even the aura the person carrying is tired, it's like, okay, like.
People are going to feel like you're attacking them today.
I'm not attacking y'all. Listen, you just need to... Or maybe not, I like color too much. But like, listen, like...
Pop off sometimes.
Sometimes, like, just wear that yellow, you know? And just be like, So I wouldn't say that's the worst fit, but I feel like it's a very common one where you can see that, okay, you know, you...
Like, it could have been so good. But
yeah.
Footing with, like, little efforts, that outfit could have been so good.
Literally.
Literally put on kicks and... It changes the whole vibe. Whereas if you there with sandals, my babe, come
on. Especially with a beanie as well.
You know, like, but you could have looked so cool, cozy.
And just like, yes.
That type of vibe. But no, you just had to go for sandals.
And sandals with socks even.
Eish.
That's what you know.
Some people really don't care, hey, how they dress in campus. And it's fine.
You know?
Because, Vale, this is not a fashion show, guys. We're here to
Work.
Okay?
There's no time to be out here treating it like the red carpet.
Yeah, no. Even with hair, sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, girl, don't even ask me when am I doing my hair.
Like.
If I come here and I have yin lentole. Oh my God.
Yeah.
In class, don't be asking me too many questions. We're here to learn, okay?
Just let it be. Just like, let it be.
Let a girl breathe, okay?
But what would you say is like the best thing to wear on campus? Or just like when people wear it, you're just like, now you're eating.
I love it when someone wears a good... Ooh, wait, I have to think about this one.
It's a tough one. Because it's a tough one. There's so many things that I could actually eat.
Ish. I love it, though, when the boot season comes. I love winter.
Yeah, okay. I love winter, too. I love
autumn, winter. Mm. So I see the most drip around those times.
True.
How do you style your skirt with your boots?
Ooh.
How do you style that dress with those kicks, maybe?
Mm.
Whatever. You know, like, and the coats that you have on. You get what I mean?
Like, winter fashion.
Winter fashion is awesome. Because, beautiful.
Because I feel like the advantage of winter is that you don't need to stress about sweating.
Yeah.
It's like, if summer, it's like, that could be a good fit, but I'm going to sweat.
I'm going to sweat. But winter, it's like, come on. You
can put the layers.
Put the layers and it's fine. And I also mean this even when you're wearing sweatpants, a hoodie and a jacket. Good. Like, that could look so fire.
Literally.
It looks so fire. I feel like winter fits are really, honestly, mwah.
Literally. Like, they just eat. Especially like, as you mentioned, have you ever seen like, either it's like a bomber jacket or like a very, like a checkered,
yes,
like t-shirt, and then they have like a nice hoodie just like overlaps right on it.
It looks
and
so cool.
With the chain. Oh,
looks so cool. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Winter is coming. It's taking its time, but.
And you, like, what are your best fits though on campus?
I would say, I love it when, like, also with, like, you know, button-up t-shirts, but, like, those creative ones.
Mm-hmm.
I also really like it when, like, well, not to say I like it, but, like, I applaud it.
Mm.
High heels. Like, I'm just like, girl,
you could do that?
You could do that? Like, have you seen some of the concrete? I'm just like...
True, though.
Because, hey.
Like, that's a baddie for real.
You know, so the fact that you can walk the whole day in heels.
In heels.
I salute you.
Here in South Campus. With the wind.
Hey.
Yo.
Literally.
The wind. If you know interview, you know the wind by that Nelson Mandela shirt. Hey. Okay? You know.
That wind.
You know that wind.
I've seen people's wigs flew
Yay.
Off. Hats, socks. Papers, it's
everything, your umbrella gone.
Like, I feel like they need to put up a sign saying warning.
Oh my god, I can never get over that place. Like, I try by all means to not walk there.
Yeah,
I try by all means
because
the wind there, my babe, you're gonna fly,
and it's like you're gonna fly hard.
Oh, the wind is city, son. Oh,
like, you're right, we go through a lot.
But the fits, though, they eat.
Yeah,
I have to say. But I also, like, ask myself, when you're wearing heels on campus, why?
I guess if you want to just be that girly, you know.
But, like, everyone, no one cares here.
True, no one cares. Like, you can come in tackies.
Yeah, like, I probably didn't even see you in heels.
But I feel like the thing I like about heels is that you just hear that. Like in building 4 or building 35, you just hear that. No, I'm there. The person is here.
Okay, but then if you're going to wear heels, make sure that you know how to walk in heels.
True. Because, you know.
That's very, very important.
Because I feel like most people who do wear heels, they know how to walk in heels.
Yes.
Because you don't want to be falling.
You don't want to. You know, like, they even have that walk. Very authoritative. Like, okay, girl, you know what you're doing.
Literally.
And that's just that. And then you get someone, Sam, you're going to wear heels. And we can see from your posture to how you're walking to how you're stepping.
A lot is going on. Like, do you
maybe
need help?
Maybe you should have, like, should I give you my Crocs? Like, are you okay?
Hey, what's going on?
You know how to walk in heels if you're going to win. And also walk boldly. Especially on campus.
Because
yeah.
In as much as people do mind their business...
Yeah.
People also like things too much.
Yeah, they like things too much. Like, if they see you walking in these heels and, girl, your fit is eating.
Ding.
And you are also really confident. And I'm like, okay, you ate that up.
You know?
You ate that up. But if you're not confident wearing those heels, come on now. We're all going to post you on TikTok.
And it's going to be a situation and now you're going to be crying.
You know?
Let's just avoid such things.
We could have avoided it. So I really think if someone's going to wear heels, you better eat. You better eat.
I also really like when people kind of like wear things that are like random. Like, I've seen somebody like done like a full on gothic look. I've seen somebody with like a wig, like, you know, like a party wig, or somebody with like bunny ears or ideas sometimes. But like, you know, just random things.
I like it too.
Like, it's
I like the freedom of uni, honestly.
Literally.
Like, everyone's just doing their own thing. And no one cares.
Like, you can pull up with butterfly wings on your back. And
you look cute, princess.
Yes, like,
cute.
Because why not?
Like, why not?
Mm.
Why the heck not? Come on.
It will make your day better.
Yeah. You know? I actually like the fits on campus, actually, now that I think about it. Because there's also this aesthetic that people are bringing back. The old money type of aesthetic. People are eating it up.
They really are.
And it's very hard to master that type of fit. Yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah, you need to...
Yeah.
Sometimes you can see that, okay... There's an attempt, but there's just something that's not clicking.
Like, does it match with you also? Like, when you're trying this look, does it actually go with your vibe? Does it go with how you are as a person in general?
Because I do feel like that's very important with fashion. Certain things are just not going to look good on you. Not because it's a bad thing or you're not something. It's more so Is it you?
Mm.
Because when you see someone wearing something that's just them, it just eats.
Yeah, you can just see it.
Mm.
And you're like, actually, this is for them.
Them.
As for me, I would love to rock that outfit, but I don't think it would look that good.
Good. And it's okay.
Yeah. Honestly, like, anything that has to do with outfits is really a thing of what works for you. What do you like? And does it represent you when you're wearing it?
Definitely.
Do you feel good when you're wearing it?
Or are you feeling like, I'm just wearing this for, it's trendy, or like,
and I have to. And that's just that. But I don't feel like it should be like that,
definitely.
Honestly.
Like, we should wear whatever we want to wear, to be honest.
And just look good.
Mm.
Look good.
Good.
Not even for other people, but just for yourself.
Self. Because if you're feeling confident, honey, it's about to be a great day.
And everyone can actually, like, tell when you're just confident. You're just confident. It's not something that you're even trying so hard to prove to people.
Literally, it just radiates out of you.
Literally.
And you'll get a lot of compliments. Because one thing about campus, if we see that you're looking good, we're going to tell you
that, hi, sorry, you look really good, by the way.
You know,
I love those shoes. And I love that shirt.
Mm.
Where did you get it from?
Like,
some friendships actually even start like that.
Literally.
So
you can make friends.
Just mama that person, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, yo, you look really good. I love those cakes. Where did you get them? Yeah. Maybe that's also how you can find your soulmate.
Hey.
Yabo, siyan plaka.
We're giving you connections.
Siyan plaka la.
Friendships, relationships. So
don't ever say we don't love you, guys. Mm-hmm. We love you all so much. We're even giving you tips. So that's how you can meet your soulmates.
Because, hey. Going other ways might not work. Eish. But you can always just start a nice conversation with a compliment. Who doesn't like a compliment?
Who doesn't? You look amazing today.
Thank you. You also look amazing. I love the hair. I was just going to say, I love the color.
Thank you.
You see?
Literally. Campus Fits Show, they eat.
Literally.
They really do eat. Love it. For each and every person also who just shows up in the outfits.
We just love it. And we just think that, you know what? Sometimes we're young people.
And you vibrant.
Mm, live. So show it.
Like, live, have fun, be in the moment.
Because you're only going to have this moment once. Well, not really once. I feel like, you know, even if you're 40, 60, 80, you could still be young and vibrant.
Yeah.
So don't ever feel like, yeah, I must do everything now because when I'm older.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to do that.
But of course, we have to find out from you. Because one thing, we love the fits, but we also love to hear student opinions. Listen, one thing about getting a student's perspective is that you're going to really be shocked to hear what other people are going to say.
True.
So it's very interesting. And we want to ask our listeners this specific question because, you know, we want to find out from you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Parliament has opened a suggestion board. Let's just say you're part of Parliament now.
Yeah.
You know,
you're part government. Of the ministers.
Yes.
Minister of Enjoyment.
You are there in your car.
Yeah.
Buildings
like, Intercontinental. Mm-hmm.
Yay. You've joined the gang. And now they ask you, listen. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a new constitution.
Mm.
You can figure anything you want on this constitution.
Mm.
What are you going to add? Anything. It's a hard question, but when you think about it, it's like,
what would you add that isn't already there?
That isn't already there? Or maybe it is there, but maybe you'd like to alter it. Like maybe like a 2-day work week or like...
What would you do?
I mean, personally, I would generally... Well, the first thing I would do is I would make sanitary pads free because, like, the fact...
It should be.
Like, they're expensive.
Yeah.
They are so expensive.
Yeah.
What else would I do? Interesting, because, like, I feel like to compliment Africa, our constitution is so advanced.
It is. Like, it really is.
We have so many rights that a lot of countries don't.
Mm.
So to add other things is a bit tricky because it's like, but that's already there.
Mm.
But besides that.
I'm thinking about it as well.
You know, free education, you know.
Free education one is also really tricky, hey?
Mm.
It's really tricky because on the other side, some people think that you think that the world owes you, or they mm. yeah, basically like the world owes you that, and that's why when you should get the education.
Mm.
And then on the other side, other people are like, no, education is a business.
Yeah.
This is a business, so it means money needs to be involved.
Involved and made.
Ish.
But at the same time, if yeah. you don't have the money, but you really want it,
it's you know, that have to mean that I get excluded because I don't have the money? And it's really sad.
It honestly is.
It's a reality that we're living with on a daily basis. And it's really sad because now it has also come to a point where people are creating backup buddies. You know?
And every second day you'll be seeing backup buddies.
And it's really sad. It's concerning. I don't want to lie. It's really, really sad. But also, how do you actually change a system that's already been there for so long? And true. This is what has worked for so long.
And now trying something new.
How's that going to go down?
Do we take the risk? Do we keep things the same as they are?
Yeah.
It's things we just got to debate in this life. But I feel like, you know, we're gonna think about that. We're going to take the whole week to think about that and really think, if I was in parliament, what would I
and
do?
And I had this authority. Mm. What am I going to do? What am I going to change in this country of South Africa?
Literally.
I honestly feel like I would increase the alcohol age. Maybe about my 25.
Hey, 25.
From 25 upwards.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
The alcohol intake in South Africa.
It's concerning.
It's disturbing. It's so disturbing because I remember this one weekend we went out, and as we're like passing by, there's literally a line from, you see Boardwalk?
Yeah.
And the new club that just opened, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. People are lined up from the garage. They're lined up from the garage to Eiza because they all want to go and groove and drink. That's when I saw Khori, no man. South Africa loves alcohol.
It's a problem now.
It's a problem. Like,
the fact that every... guys.
It's literally 12 a.m. And you are lined up there.
For what?
Like, you have a home. Go home.
And just like how these days you see how like so many other leisure activities are now being turned into groove.
Exactly.
We can't always be grooving, guys.
Like,
sometimes you just want to chill.
Honestly.
Wholesome vibes. Bond.
Wasn't there also like a debate, I think 2 years ago, I'm not sure, farmers market and how it's turned into like a groove culture.
2.0.
And I honestly get that. That has a whole different vibe and different aesthetic for it. Club culture is something else. Oh, South Africans and alcohol intake, no. I'd definitely increase the age.
Definitely. And just be like, you need to be 30 years old if you want to get a drink.
Yeah.
But the first 30 years, you need to lock in. And then after, when you turn 30, 31, you can be like, okay, let me have a Savannah.
You're born.
So, it just be like that.
And we definitely want to hear from our people.
Definitely. We want to hear from you. Because we'll be discussing it next week as well.
Yeah. We're going to get deep into it and hear all those responses from you, Shakers.
Because at the end of the day, we love to hear what you got to say.
Of course.
But unfortunately, as I've seen, hey, we are running out of time.
Hey. And this is the sad part.
Honestly.
When we have to say goodbye.
Like, goodbyes are never easy.
I hate goodbyes.
Honestly.
Because I love being with my host, guys. I really love being with my host and giving you this podcast.
Literally.
Okay?
It's been such an amazing time.
It's been an amazing time. And as we always like to say, we want our Shakers to keep being tuned in on Mondays, right?
Mondays.
Because we're going to be coming through with some content.
You know, one thing about the content, it's easy.
Oh, Sina. So be prepared. Monday. See now.
What's up? It's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past 18.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rick.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, I love a Zulu girl. Yeah, I love a Zulu girl. Yeah, I say, yeah.
Yo, what up? This is Questa. Thank God. All the stars, I feel all the hits. Yeah.
This is Madiba's Radio.